Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it is Clarissa Burt. You are back in the limelight, and we've got a lot of really great news coming up for you this episode, but I do want to remind you, as always, you can go and take a look at these videos on, let's see, Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and of course over on YouTube. You're going to listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Over on clarissaburt.com, you're going to get all of that media and the digital magazine. It is In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur, much as I know you are. And I really thought that this guest was going to be perfect for the times that we are going through, because one of the things we as entrepreneurs do when we have to sometimes, you know, make a cut here and there, a few adjustments in the ledger, is we let go of everything that is promotional, everything that is media, everything that could be public relations. And that is one of the one things, the first thing you never want to give up is that, because you need to be stay relevant. You need to have your stages, right? And so I have brought on the best of the best, the number one in the business. She is Jackie Laffin. Hello. She is in the magazine. She has been with me for a very long time. And she is the founder of Speakertunity, and not only, because we're going to be talking about a lot of the things that she does to help you, solopreneur and entrepreneur, keep yourself, as I said, relevant and out there on stages, whether you want to be locally on stages, nationally on stages. She's got it all set up for you. Jackie, tell us all about, first of all, how did Speakertunity get its start and how it can be helping those that are listening?
Well, thank you, Clarissa. I'm delighted to be here. So essentially, I have been doing radio podcast tours for authors for the last 12 years, where I introduce them to 9,000 radio shows and podcasts and guarantee a minimum of 30 interviews. But some of those people kept saying to me, can you book me for speaking engagements? Can you book me for speaking engagements? And finally, after the 10th time I'd heard this, I'm thinking, hey, the universe is asking you to do something here. But I didn't want to do the booking myself. And I thought, I know where all these speaking opportunities are. Why don't I just tell them and they can book themselves or get their assistants to book themselves?
Right.
And that's how Speakertunity was born. And we are the speaker and leader resource company, where we provide leaders the contacts and the direct contacts, actually, the names and phone numbers and the resources to enable them to get booked effectively, efficiently, and consistently.
Love that. So I'm going to throw up a couple of overlays. I'm sorry I can't do this in a much prettier way, but that's kind of the technology we've got right now. Tell us about Speakertunity in its entirety, and then we're going to go down the Radio Insider and then the summits, and then we'll get to the cities. So start with Speakertunity a second.
Well, we actually, this one is where we give you leads all over North America. They're not paid, but it's kind of a survey of what the leading possibilities are on local stages and conferences, conventions, and lifestyles, and TEDx's and spiritual centers all over the country. And that includes Canada. This is not just US.
Wow.
So it's US
and
Canada.
I didn't know that. Cool. Okay.
And you know, what's really nice about the first three are they're really inexpensive. You know, we've kept them at only $35 a month. So, you know,
That's
if you're in the struggle of COVID, we're just going to make it easy for you. So.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But let's go back to when things were not COVID. It was still really difficult to know where the events were, who was running the event, how to get to who was running the event, make the relationship with them, who is running the event, send them all of your relevant information. I mean, you have made that, you packaged that all in such a way that you've made it so easy for everybody. That's what I really love about the entire Speakertunity suite. Tell us about the Radio Insider.
So this one is where we provide you 25 to 30 different radio shows and podcasts every month, so that you can book yourself. Now, I pulled those shows from the Radio Media Tour database, so they're real. We know these people are looking for leaders to put on their shows.
Right, so. For sure. The summits, woo!
Now this one is, you know, virtual summits are a great way to attract clients and grow your opt-in list. Right. And so we've created something where we're the only people that'll tell you about who is looking for guest presenters. Uh-huh. And we'll also give you giveaways looking for collaborative partners in every single issue. That comes out the first day of every month.
Right. That is awesome. Okay. Now, can we speak about cities? Can we jump in there a minute?
I would love to talk about cities.
Okay. Great.
So Speakertunity Cities.
That's a PNG. I'm sorry about that. It looks like it's a transparent file, but you guys get the idea. It's a city and underneath it says cities. Okay.
You got it. So what Cities does is we have aggregated up to 1,800 speaker leads in your own market in four categories. Business, which is subdivided into 40 industries, ethnicities, and gender. So you want women's meetings or entrepreneurs or real estate or healthcare professionals. It's all broken out. Yep. Then the philanthropic and service groups, your Rotaries, your Co-op, your Kiwanis, your Optimists, and in Canada, Kin Clubs. The next category is all the places you touch the consumer, health support networks, moms, seniors, parenting, health and wellness, LGBT, military, other special interest groups and bookstores, libraries, and hospitals. And then the last category is spiritual. So it's Unity, Centers for Spiritual Living, Faith-Based Groups, and Conscious. That comes in every directory and you can download it as a PDF or an Excel file. Yep. And you know, the people always say, well, what happens if it's out of date? Well, our policy is whether you find one or 150, because you will find stuff out of date. You know, we're tracking 90,000 different leads at this point.
Yep.
Then just let us know and we'll get you the most current information. And we will have 60 directories by the time, by the first of the year. We've got about 35 up there now. And we've got certain markets bundled. So 3 in Southern California, 4 in Florida. You know, it's we're trying to make it easy
for people. You are really busy. I mean, I know that every time I've spoken to you, I know that, you know, between me and you, we're like really jam-packed. But and I know you've been talking about cities with me for a while. And I now understand why, you know, it's the entity of that task has got to be, you know, massive, just trying to pull it all together.
Well, I have a great team in the Philippines that's doing all the research, but it still lays to me to go through every one of those directories and say, beef this up, this needs more, or, you know, these guys are no longer functioning. You know, I'm the one that's already, buck stops here.
Right. So I do want to ask you this question. I'll remind everybody that we are taping this recording. I say taping, listen to the old verbiage. Nobody tapes anything anymore. Yeah, we're taping this. We are recording this in the very beginning of October, and you'll probably hear it in another 2 months or so. But how has virtual meetings sort of changed the landscape? And do you think, or with your ear to the ground now, is it slowly starting to eke back into we're all back in the same room together?
Very slowly. So still the safest bet right now are virtual opportunities. And that includes radio shows, podcasts, virtual summits, virtual meetings. Lots of those local meetings I was just telling you about on cities are meeting virtually right now. And the other ones will come back later. And then there's something new and exciting that we just developed. See, one of the ways that people are actually connecting with prospective clients are virtual networking meetings. And that's where somebody stages a meeting for the sole purpose, well, they may be trying to collect people so that they can get more clients, but ostensibly for the people in the group, it's for them to come and introduce themselves to others so that they can establish a post-event meetings with them and sell them on the services. Yep. And there's lots of cool ways to entice people. One, when you put stuff in the chat box, you also put a free opt-in. You know, you get people into your community, even if you don't have a conversation with them. But, you know, I've got one event that's got, it's a 3-day event with 17 breakout meetings. That's like 80,000 people that you get to meet. So I created a new product called Speakertunity Recurring Virtual Networking Update, where we've got over 150 of those identified, 35 of which are just for women. And so, oh, and you get,
about this, you get to, you need to get me in that.
It's very cool because that's the way that I am getting a lot of my clients and joint venture partners right now is on those meetings.
Absolutely.
So I thought if I'm going to get value, other people can get value.
Get me involved. Hook me up. All right. Here's the other question that I have for you. And that is, a lot of people that might be listening to us going, speaking, hell no, I'd never get up on a stage in front of anybody. I'm petrified to do that. What do you say to those people?
Remember that it's not about you. They are not sitting there looking at you and saying, oh God, I don't like the way she looks, or she, you know, she doesn't speak very well, or, you know, she's all of those other things that you think when you're on stage, none of that matters. Right. Because frankly, all they really care about is, are you giving them valuable information? Are you helping them change a problem that's keeping them awake nights? And if you come from the place of standing on stage as I am in service to these people, I have to help them. And if I don't give them this information, they're going to continue to suffer. So if you go on stage with the thought of I'm here to serve, the butterflies go away and you can focus on delivering your message, because you need to connect heart to heart with that audience.
Right.
That's what really matters. So stop.
I'm getting a little nervous. Never hurt anybody. I think I've done some of my best work when I've been a little nervous. What do you think? Huh? Right? I'm going to put up your ticket. Go ahead.
Sure. I think we're all a little nervous, but if you focus on what you're giving, most of those butterflies dissipate once you get started.
Everybody, you will see the ticker now. It is speakertunity.com. Get over there and you will be able to get a bunch more information and be able to follow Jackie also on social. She is pretty much everywhere from, you know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest. And then she has a LinkedIn business page. You're probably going to be better served going over to the website. I'm sure she has links off from every one of those so you can follow her. I know I do. And she's got great information all the time. So that's really fun. Let's talk about your book. What is that? You've got a new audible book that's out. And I want to know why is that important for people. And is this the one that's Practical Consciousness or The Art of Consciousness Creation?
The Art of Conscious Creation. That is my first book. And I decided it was time to release it to the audible world. And it's really what it's about is how you manage your personal frequency in life. And that frequency will influence what you will attract. It influences who you will influence yourself. Whether those people will receive you in the way that you want to be received. It will help you in terms of your level of prosperity. But most importantly, it's really going to change your mindset and your awareness to what it is that you're putting out into the world.
Right.
So that you can basically fine tune the energetic frequencies inside and externally that you're delivering to the world so that you can be more productive and happier and more effective manifestor and more prosperous. So in this time when you're really trying to figure out what do I do? How do I get out of this morass? It's a real uplifting book.
I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is. So Practical Consciousness Creation then, or Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Dreams. And it's another spiritual book. I didn't know that you were also had that part of you. I thought you were speaker tunities, but I learned just by this interview that you are much more spiritual than I ever knew.
Thank you. Well, it was that second book I wrote, Practical Conscious Creation, and that was the best spiritual book of the year at the International New Age Trade Show.
I know it. Really impressive.
And that was the experience that actually made me rebrand. I actually had one of the largest sports special events and cable TV PR agencies in America. But when I got done writing these two books, I realized that my heart was with the messengers of the world, the people that were making the world a better place. And so that's when I completely rebranded my other side of my company, Conscious Media Relations. So I have both the two brands, Conscious Media Relations, Speakertunity. Right. But I rebranded Conscious Media Relations because I really wanted to serve that marketplace. And that's where we started doing the radio tours. So,
right. And you can find those books. You can find it on Audible and on Amazon, right? Both of those books.
You can find both of the books on Amazon. You can only find Art of Conscious Creation on Audible.
Right. Okay. So the other question then I would like is, so let's say I'm over there. I'm on Speakertunity now. I want to become a part of Speakertunity. I pay a fee that is asked of me. And then what would be my next step?
Well, And there are lots of different things that you need to know. For example, if you're pitching yourself as a speaker, you need to, or if you're handing it off to a VA, you should have a speaker one sheet. That's another resource that we provide. So if you need a speaker one sheet, you can design it from our templates and colors and just submit the information that we've requested and you get your one sheet. Then you need to really create the proposal letter that will get you on those stages. And we have resources to help you with that. But, you know, it needs to be just concise, maybe a 5 to 6 paragraph. The first paragraph being what it is that you're bringing to this audience that's going to change their lives and eliminate the provide the solution for the problem they have. Once you do that, then the second paragraph is really about some of your achievements in this business and what you've done. And then after that, then it's all your credentials, your books, your expertise, your certifications, all of those other kinds of things. And the last thing is our social proof and the other kinds of things that validate why you're great. You can summarize those really pretty quickly. And then attach your speaker one sheet. And if you've got some video, it's really good if you have video on you on stage. You don't need a fancy sizzle reel. You need 3 to 5 minutes of you presenting to an audience in a dynamic fashion so they can see who you are and how you present. Now, you don't necessarily have to have that going in. You may not need to get on a few stages and to get that done. But it's a great asset that when you're pitching yourself, so you're looking at the proposal letter, you're looking at the speaker one sheet, and you're looking at the video. Those are surefire ways to get you. Now, when you're talking about pitching yourself for radio and podcasts, then you want to have just a pitch letter that really, again, follows much the same format I was just telling you. The opening paragraphs are all about the problem you solve or your story or what's unique about you. The next paragraphs are your credentials. And the third one, here's the last part of it that's really important. You want to talk on a pitch letter much more about what's the content of what you're going to deliver in that interview. Mm-hmm. So, a paragraph of explaining what it is, and then the audience will learn four or five bullet points on what the audience will learn. And then, invite.
But as someone that does the videos myself, and I interview a lot of people, I always find it really helpful when somebody just goes ahead and sends me, here are the questions that if you need them, you can ask me if you'd like to. And that's always really helpful. I send it out already. You got it late, but most people get it long before you did. And, I ask them, not because I don't know what to ask you. I could be here all day talking. This is what I do and what I love. But I want to make sure that the interview, obviously, is what you want the audience to know and that I didn't miss anything. So that's why I asked for that.
Well, and when we recommend that if you're going to be doing those radio shows and podcasts, you have a media kit. And the media kit has the following things in it, because this will forestall people calling you and saying, well, have you got this? Have you got this? Have you got this? So the first thing is you want to do a main release on what it is the subject matter of the interview is.
Right.
The second thing is a full bio on the person, because we really want the host to know who this person is.
Sure.
And the full picture. Then 4 to 5 paragraph on-air introduction that the host will read when they're bringing you on the show. Then, and this is really important, 20 questions you want to be asked in the order that you want to be asked.
Wow, that many. Okay.
This is a shorter interview, but in the majority of interviews today, they are 1 hour.
Yes.
So you need to have that many. And then the last thing, and for us, when we do a media kit for a client, we put in what's called the Learn More page. And that is how the public can engage with you in bullet points. So it's, what your book is or your free offer or whatever your coaching, mastermind, product, whatever that is, all those links. And then your social media links and your website.
Absolutely.
And that's what put together our media.
That's what I have too. I will tell you that sometimes my guests are remiss in sending, here's also, by the way, an image of the books, should you need it anywhere. A lot of people aren't thinking about that. So I have to circle back around and do that. So I would suggest doing that. And of course, for me, I think one of the most important things is a really professional and pleasing headshot. I get a lot of the people are sending me things and I'm telling you, it's not a headshot and I have to crop it and it doesn't have the PNG. It's not a PNG. Oh, yeah. So I have to rework a lot of. So I think it's important that people also know that, make sure it's a headshot. I don't want you riding down the bike on, the street, I need a headshot, and then if it's PNG, you know, kudos, because then I can overlay that on pretty much anything. So that's what I would add to that if I could, Jackie.
Well, and you asked me about tools and what you need to have ready when you go out to speak.
Right.
So when you go out to speak, there are two things that really you need to pay attention to. One, having current photos of yourself,
right,
not 10, 12, 14 years old, because those are
not the match.com pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's a disconnect when you walk into the audience, the stage.
Right.
The second thing is you need to have a contemporary website. Now, I know, you know, people don't necessarily want to invest in it. I mean, it's been up for a million years, but let me tell you, that's the kiss of death.
Yeah.
Is to have an old fashioned website. You need to have something that's horizontal,
yep,
mostly graphics, a little bit of video, a little bit of words. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, the speaker booker is not going to pay any attention to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to really be on top of your game straight across the board, I think. And and again, don't be afraid, everybody. This is one of the greatest ways that you can get your name out there, up there quickly. And with a tool like Speakertunity, I mean, there really is, there's no, you know, there. And now that, you know, there are no, Jackie, now that there are no in the room events, I mean, people don't have to stay local anymore. They can go national in a click. And it's really kind of a great time, probably the best time ever, to be working with Speakertunity and getting their name out there and getting as many speaking gigs as they possibly can.
Well, you know, what's really interesting, a lot of these meetings that you know, we're local, are expanding because, for example, let's say the Los Angeles chapter of an organization. Well, now the people from the other chapters come and join this meeting because, hey, you know, they don't have any borders. And that's the same thing that's happening with conferences and, like, you know, the big conferences. I've been on a couple of conferences where they average normally about 400 people in the room. This year they had 800 online.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's extraordinary.
To my point.
So, you know, yes, if you're going to be speaking, you can really, really get a bang for your buck.
You can really get a bang for your buck. I truly agree with you. That's how quick 20 minutes goes, everybody. I want to thank Jackie Lepapin from Speakertunity and all of the different possibilities and opportunities you've got over there. You see the ticker. It is speakertunity.com. Get over there. She's also in the magazine, and she is also a contributor in the magazine. I forgot to mention that before. I want to thank you all for being here. Thank you, Jackie, again for your time. And everybody, I'm giving you an appointment for next week when I will have yet another extraordinary entrepreneur and some great resources and more value for you. Talk soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube. And you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go ahead over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.